Blog Talk Radio.
I trace the stars with my fingers. My whip is like rockets are just passing by. I spin my nights staring at the sky. Remember myself when this is time. And somewhere up there, my heart.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Night Visions with WPRF.
I am Wendy.
And I am Eric. Sorry about the confusion there. That ended kind of weird. But with Wendy on the keyboard, whatever.
I am running the show tonight, and it is a going to be crazy and B, going to be shortened. So Eric has to go to work really, really, really stinking early. So we're going to just give you our information on Sky Trumpets, and then we're going to go make some Sky Trumpets of our own, considering I do snore quite a bit.
Well, if you snore like this, you could get paid a lot of money. Yeah, I first wanted to say, I don't know how many of you guys tuned in on Sunday after the freaking awesome show. A new podcast came to town.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting. I don't, like I said, I don't know how many of you listened, and but you really missed something. And I know it's for women, by women, but, you know, guys can enjoy it just as much.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot. It's going to be a lot of information, and thank you for putting my show out there, telling everybody about it. It's going to be interesting. Gonna have the Love Witch on there.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. I need some serious help from her. And I don't even know if the Love Witch can help me.
So if y'all have any questions, love, you need some love advice, you won't, you know, you just need her to put in the atmosphere some joy and luck for you, then we can do that too. So Sunday nights at 9 o'clock, right after the freaking awesome show.
Okay.
All right.
Speaking of Sky Trumpets, you got a cockroach running on the floor.
I don't think that was a cockroach. But
it was.
Well, don't tell the world that we have cockroaches. I'm bringing cockroaches in.
Did you get them? Because I'm like walking around the studio in bare feet.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Next.
I decided, you know, since everybody tuning in wanted to know what a sky trumpet it was. And I'm here to tell you guys the answer. It's a very loud noise, unexplainable. All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Good night. Thank you.
Just kidding.
There's a little bit more to it than that.
Yeah, it all kind of started, and I'm going to let Wendy tell her little story. And this is where it gave the idea to even. So I'm going to let her tell you that as the introduction.
Well, yeah, as an introduction. The other night, every night around 8:30, 9 o'clock, I leave from my mama's house and visited Alexis and drive down the road. We live two houses down from my parents. And it happens a lot that when I walk out of her house, you hear some quite unusual things. Like last night, I heard geese. We have like Canadian geese or snow geese. They're white. So they were making a ruckus last night in the field. But just so happened on December the 30th, which was before we would have been hearing anything as far as fireworks, I walked out of her house to the sound of, it sounded like I was at Busch Gardens and they were having their summer fireworks display. I mean, it was loud. It was boom, boom, boom. It was just weird. Well, okay, so 2 days before New Year's Eve. Okay, well, maybe that was it. Well, turns out that I came home and went on Facebook, and people in the next town over heard it and was asking the question about whether we heard it or not. Okay, so we live 4 miles from town. Okay, so that would have been okay. You know, maybe we would have heard it in Murfreesboro. The people who were on there saying, I'm a runner crappage, and I heard the same thing. Well, runner crappage just happens to be 45 minutes down the road. So then somebody in Virginia Beach was on there saying, I heard the same thing. Well, that's 70-some miles, some like between 70 and 80 miles from here. That's an hour by car. Heard the very same exact thing at the very same exact time. So what was it? No, it didn't sound like the sky trumpets. Because the sky trumpets have a very, very unusual kind of eerie kind of, oh my God, if I heard it, I would hide under the bed sound.
Yeah, because actually what I was able to find was on April 4th, 2015, in Germany, they said that they heard this, and they said it sounds like a Close Encounters of the Third Kind of vehicle, and started it up.
Hmm.
And it said, so I'm going to play this for you guys, and I'd like you to hear it. You'll have to pardon if it plays like a ad first, but I wanted you guys to hear it. So hold on. Oh, no, it didn't. Hold on, everybody. I guess I should have checked it.
We're dealing with our internet again.
No, ain't that a crock? They said the video is no longer available, but here's one from Texas. Let's see if this one works.
Oh, so that's an even closer one. It seems that it's like in other countries and only on the western side of the United States.
Okay, that one didn't work.
Yeah.
Here's one from New Zealand. Let's see if this one works. Ah, this one may work.
They all pretty much sound the same. Ugh.
That's people talking, by the way, but you can hear in the background, it's like a...
You hear that?
Yeah, it's like a... It sounds like God is up in the sky and moving furniture.
And they said that they can't actually tell where, well, you know, what's causing this, but it's just, it's weird. It does. It sounds like a trumpet. Plan. And they said, let's see, here's one from Finland. I want you guys to hear this one too. Okay, hold on.
They all have a lot of fun.
What the hell is that?
Okay, that one's a little bit harder to hear. But it just, it kind of, you know, a lot of people would think, could it possibly be, you know, paranormal?
Could it be paranormal? Could be UFOs?
But listen to this. They said that some people have guessed, they said it might be God's trumpets, aliens, the slippage of the planet's core, or Earth's growing pains. And they said that, I don't know how many of you guys are familiar with but they're actually saying that it might be the U.S. government's high-frequency active aureole research program, a research program that analyzed the ionosphere with the aim to develop enhancement technologies for radio communication and surveillance. But, of course, you know, kind of like you have the people, you know, with politics that, you know, want to say everything's bad, all this, you know, conspiracy theorists claim the program was shut down last year, but it was an effort to control everything from the weather to people's minds. So they said now this is possibly something to try to...
Welcome to 2021.
Yeah, like it could be any different.
Yeah. The weather people were trying to say that it's a skyquake. A skyquake is a phenomenon where a loud cannon, trumpet, or a sonic boom sound is reported to originate from the sky.
Hmm.
So they're saying that everything has a scientific.
Yeah.
Like people, like scientists, like to explain away paranormal.
Oh, here's the one I wanted to play for everybody. This is one of the, if this is the one I listen to, this one to me was, this was good.
Guys, what is going on?
Strange sounds are being heard around the world. In Sweden, this sure sounds like a trumpet. In Michigan, another trumpet-like sound. In British Columbia, Canada, Dr. Glenn McPherson says he heard a strange humming sound in his home. At first, he thought it was an appliance.
Ultimately, I cut the power to the entire house. Then the sound got louder. Then he discovered he was not alone.
So, as you can see, I mean, it does. It sounds literally like a real...
Could it be the apocalypse and the seven trumpets of heaven? It is 2021.
That's true.
Everybody wants to talk about the Antichrist is here. I won't speak names.
I guess it's all, because for me, honestly, and I'm, you know, I'm the biggest person that tries to try to figure things out. To me, it almost sounds like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, but like as a kid, I used to take the real tall grass weeds that was really skinny and long, and I'd put it between my thumbs, and when you blew, it would make a sound like that. It would be like a like that. So on a bigger scale, you know, I would think someone could use to create it. But how can it be heard for the distances? Because you realize, for something like that to be heard, and like Wendy was mentioning, that one.
They were saying that was kind of like the earth moving, the earthquake moving. But I didn't feel anything. Well, that doesn't mean we won't get ready for an earthquake. But an earthquake in North Carolina? Okay, maybe.
Oh, yeah, just like you were saying. It possibly could be. Because they said seven trumpets are sounded one at a time to cue apocalyptic events that were seen in the vision of the revelation of Christ Jesus by John of Patmos, as written in the book of Revelation. Because think about it. Those trumpets are sounded by seven angels, and the events that follow are described in detail. So I guess what would be interesting now is to do some research in that. You know, like find out if some of these events going on. Because wasn't one of the things a plague would come and hit and like take?
Yeah, we're in the middle of all of that. One of these days we're going to do a religious show and blow people's minds with it.
Oh, see, this actually tells you the first trumpet, you know, as far as if it is something with Revelation, they said the first trumpet, after the first trumpet sound, hail and fire mixed with blood is thrown to the earth, burning up a third of the trees on the planet and all the green grass.
Think about California.
Oh, yeah. By the second trumpet sounding, it cues something like a great burning mountain that plunges into the sea and wipes out a third of all sea life and ships. A third of the oceans will become blood. Wow.
Something to think about. What day and age are we? When are we going to open our eyes and second the coming of the Christ is here? And I'm getting religious. Oh, my gosh. This is supposed to be a Sky Trumpet show.
Well, I mean, we're just...
But it goes hand in hand. I mean, they've been hearing those sounds for a few years, but where'd it come from? And why didn't you hear it years before that?
And why didn't I hear it?
Yeah, because it was coming, well, it wasn't a Sky Trumpet, it was more like a boom, boom, but still, why didn't you hear it? It was right over, it felt like it was coming right from the side of, not over Mama's house, but over this. So this would be what? This would be more south.
But I am curious, anybody out there listening, I would love to hear what you possibly think it might be or what you've heard about it. Because, like I said, you know, this was a quick topic to talk about, but it was interesting because, you know, you talk about the paranormal and try to figure stuff out. Well, this is something, you know, trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, people were making those videos. They can have something in the background making those, and it could be, you know, forged or whatever. But
well, they said that's what a lot of people were doing. But how can they make it loud enough that you can hear?
I don't know. It was creepy. It was just creepy.
Because as you guys heard in that one, if someone was playing it on their phone, you would not hear it as loud and as clear as they heard it. Because I can tell you, I have tried many different phones, and I've never found one that can get the sound that high.
Mm-mm. So it's interesting. And we don't have time to go into the details of the research and the research of what they've done, but we will have a show like that. We will have a show coming up where we will talk about the research. We just kind of wanted to throw this out there right now.
Yeah, to give you guys something to think about. And, oh, yeah, I have to tell this. It's totally off the topic, and I'm sorry, but, oh, my gosh. Went to Fort Magruder, and just it was amazing because, and, you know, thank you to everybody who watched that video and pointed out what really honestly appears to be an orb. I'm, you know, we're going to do some checking in this, and I'm going to have some other people look at it too. But
yeah, I want people's advice on it.
But we will find out, and we'll let everybody know.
It came out of nowhere.
Yeah, and we tried to figure it out. If it was a piece of dust, it would have to be a single piece of dust in one little area. There should have been more. Because one little piece of dust doesn't decide, oh, I'm going to go in the air right now. It's a bunch of them.
I didn't see it, and I didn't feel it. But it was right there, and it came from where I was standing. So it came from beside me or within me or something.
And I do know, and I'd be curious for everybody to give their input on this. I don't know if you remember, but we were talking about at one of the doors, we felt like a really, I mean, it was cold. I mean, really cold. And we talked to a security guy, and he mentioned that they were doing some type of renovation, and they had like a hole in the ceiling. But this was the second floor, and there's two floors above it. So why would it be getting that much of a cold draft coming from?
That would come out of the room into the hallway.
Yes.
Right, just by this one door.
And then I didn't tell everybody, you know, I had a like one of those ghost app things. And when we were at one door trying to figure out, you know, you heard this story. And we'll probably go into more detail later thing about, you know, there was a little girl. And then, well, anyway, when we were talking about it, all of a sudden the word husband came up there, which kind of was dealing with.
Considering that there was a man who died on the toilet in that hotel.
That's true. But I don't know. We're going to have a whole another podcast about that place because.
Oh, yeah.
It was so cool. I mean, so cool.
Thank you for everybody who listened to it, who watched the videos. We will be having more. We'll be letting you know when it is.
And I got to put a plug out there because everybody knows one of our favorite places is Busch Gardens. And, you know, I know we vowed and said we weren't going to go, but we changed it, and I'm glad we did because, oh, my goodness, show's almost over. Well, you guys will have to wait until later.
I guess you'll have to hear about Busch Gardens later.
Yes, because I'm being told by the British lady, we're almost time to go by. So hope you guys enjoyed this little nugget.
Little mini show. Think about it. Let me know what y'all think about Sky Trumpets. Let me know what you think it is.
Love you guys. Thank you again. Bye, everybody.
See you soon.
If you have ghosts, you have everything. If you have ghosts, you have everything.